Understanding divine guidance. Understanding of any subject is what guarantees outstanding resolve. You can't have outstanding results if you don't understand what you're doing. God has no problem to guide if only you will follow. Impact in life, hear me, is a function of God leading you. Hardship ends when God is your shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 33, verse 1, and I shall not want. If you want, then he's not your shepherd. I know you know the scripture from childhood, from primary school. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So if you ain't want, then the shepherd is not leading you. Lack is an indication you are not being led. And the sheep does not tell the shepherd where the grass or the food is. The shepherd knows where it is. Is that clear, sir? So you can't tell God, this is what I want to do. You allow him lead you. Some of us are here. Let God become your compass and all your desires will come to pass. Now hear me, people of God. For God to keep showing you the way, you must go his way, not your way. God's own is to show you the way. Yours is to decide whether you will follow or not. Say, I'll follow. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. Now, here they say, hear me well. Why divine guidance is important? Many know about vision. Vision is the unfolding of God's plan for your life. God has told them to be medical doctors. That's vision. That's what? He has told them to become lawyers. That's vision. He has told you become a trader. You become a businessman. You are going to be a lecturer. That's vision. That's what? Vision is like a book handed over to you. But that they've given you a book does not mean you understand the book. Is that clear? Every book has chapters. Is that true? Now, the chapter to chapter is divine guidance. Is what? Many have been called. God told them, you're a man of God. You're going to be a worldwide evangelist. That is vision. That's what? God told me, I'm going to be a big man. That is what? Vision. But how are you going to become the big man? That is divine guidance. And it's not once and for all. It's from one step to another that your time on earth is over. That's where the frustration comes in many people's lives. They know what God has told them, but they don't know how to get to achieve that what God has told them. But today, God will give you word that will change your story. Amen. Shout a better amen. Amen. So, divine guidance is very important. One primary ministry of the Holy Spirit is to guide us. So, do what? It is our spiritual GPS. And if you travel to a country, especially in the Western world, and you don't have a GPS and you drive, you may crash. Because you will get lost. You get what? You just get lost without GPS. It's anywhere. You just get lost. Just imagine a pilot flying and has no direction. He will get to a place where disaster will happen through. Life without guidance of the Holy Spirit is disaster. It will never be your portion. In John chapter 16 and verse 13, shall we all read together? John 16 verse 13. One to go. How be it when he, so the Holy Spirit is a person. Is it what? When he, the Spirit of truth is come. We all know he has come. This is just speaking. He will do what? He will guide you. He's going to guide you. He's going to guide. Now listen. You know why you need to follow his leading? They came to Peter and the rest of them and said, look, you people have to pay tax. Have to pay what? And they were surprised that they need to pay tax. They said, wow. Then they ran to Jesus because Jesus was then the one available. And I said, Master, they have come to us that we should pay tax. They smiled. They said, give to Caesar what is Caesar. They need to know to pay tax. That we are children of God. Some people will not pay tax. Pay tax. But it means that physical cash was too plenty. That's why they went to him. Understand Bible? So Jesus said, forget it. Don't look at the purse. Go to the water, you Peter. Open the mouth of a fish. Throw the hook. Inside the mouth of a fish, you will see money and pay the tax. See the direction. See the direction. Every time Jesus met anyone, no matter how frustrated, he would tell the person what to do. Is that true? Now Jesus said, I'm gone. I'm no more here. Now you have to relate with the Holy Spirit. So every time you are frustrated at the crossroad, the first person you run to is who? The Holy Ghost. I say, what must I do? And how will I go about this situation? Is that clear, sir? Now I come again. So don't think that you are the first to go through challenges. We have all gone through. When God called me to ministry, no dime. No what? No dime. No savings home and abroad. My wife, no dime. And we are coming to Port Harcourt, where we are transmitted from to the entire world. And the rent here was already big rent. No time, not even 1,000 naira in the account. And I went to him and I said, Holy Spirit, what must I do now? Because I don't know where to get the money from. And he said to me, how many people are in this house where you stay? I said, we are 23 persons in this house. He said, don't you know that if you feed them with the word, I will raise people from here to pay the rent. See the direction. The moment he gave me that instruction, it delivered me. That was where I got the money to pay rent. Say here. If you're going to beg people, you have not found direction. Because every challenge has an answer if you know how to be led. Say here. Oh, I'm so frustrated. Because you don't know how to go to the Holy Spirit for guidance. For what? It's a stronger tool for success. For success. Now hear this. Shall we read together? Want to go? Because bring that 16:30 because I stopped. Shall we read together? Want to go? Happy. You read together. So you just don't copy. Want to go? He will guide you into what? He shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things. He will reveal to you things ahead. Hello. He don't go to any mortal man. Say, prophet, what are you talking? Nonsense. That's not a new thing. He will show you the thing that nobody will show you. So here. So divine guidance is a lifetime of adventure. To be a voice, you must follow his voice. To keep making waves, you must keep following his ways. Like I said, Samuel, if you don't want to groan, they don't think you can outgrow divine guidance. I want to say this to you. Those who know what God is saying, never go backward. Never go what? You can't hear God and be afraid. Are you getting what I'm saying? Most frustration in life and destiny, ministry everywhere is traceable to lack of divine guidance. Now, in Isaiah 48:17-21, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He said, I am the Lord thy God, who teacheth thee to what? Businessmen, hear me. Or thank God for the business schools you go to. It does not determine your success. He said, I will teach you to profit. You know why Christians are frustrated? We don't go to the Holy Spirit. We go, no, I've attended this Harvard Business School. I've attended Oxford College of Business. All your CVs, nothing to show. Yet you have not gone to the one who would. He said, I will teach you to make profit. They don't go to Harvard to sell spare parts. If I tell you something. Most successful businessmen is after they've made money, they now go to Harvard for course. The ones who went to Harvard straight have not made money. It's the rich man. They say, now I'm going to a two course to put myself in order. He's already rich. So all those Harvard and before you do Harvard and get in hazard, follow the divine direction of the Holy Spirit. You don't carry your certificate and going around town like. No. He said, I will teach you to what?
Profit. What's the essence of business? What's the essence of business? Profit. And who will teach you to profit? Not school. The Holy Spirit. Which leadeth thee by the way that should what? Go. Look at the scripture. He said, I will tell you the way you will go. I'll tell this the way to go. Now, verse 21. Shall we together want to go? And they tested north when he led them to where? That means if he leads you through the way Nigeria is now, you will not be in hunger. So here. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. And he clave the rock also and the waters goes down. Inside hardship, he will tell you what to do. Lift your right hand. Holy Spirit, tell me what to do. Now look at your life. What area do you want him? In 1 second, tell him. Holy Spirit, tell me what to do concerning my academics. Tell me what to do concerning my business. Be specific. Go ahead now. Pray one simple prayer. Holy Spirit, concerning this country where I'm living, what do I do to prosper? If you are living in a country where you think things are tough, tell him, what do I do in this country to prosper? Go ahead and talk to him in the name of Jesus. And he will talk to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, there are certain conditions for divine guidance. So conditions for divine what? These conditions must be met for him to guide you. So I hear. Is somebody getting what I'm talking about? Conditions for divine guidance. Number one, new birth. Number one what? God does not lead everyone. He leads his own children. He said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. My sheep. John 10:27. In John 3:6-7. He said, marvel not, I said, ye must be born again. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is what? Spirit. Well, so that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto thee, ye must be what? That which is born of what? The spirit. And we are talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will only speak to those who are born of the spirit. Are you getting me? And as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. So, until you are born of the spirit, you cannot be led by the spirit of God. So here. Number two condition for God to lead you is be meek. Be what? After you are born again, be meek. Be what? Be meek. Psalm 25 verse 9. The meek will he guide. Do you hear that? The meek will he what? In judgment. Look at scripture. And the meek will he teach his way. It takes meekness, hear me, to make a U-turn, no matter how far you have gone in the wrong direction. If you are not meek, you will not turn. You know, most times God is speaking, but we are not meek. We are not what? We are too proud and arrogant. I loved Lagos. I loved what? Where I loved was not Port Harcourt. Let me tell you this. Lagos is the commercial capital of Nigeria. I love Lagos. And then God said to me, I told you Port Harcourt. Use my wife to confirm it. After he spoke. He has told me Port Harcourt, but me, where I love was what? Lagos. And I wanted to start ministry in Lagos. By now, I would have used split. If you're begging, you know, you are not where God told you to be. I'm telling you what I know. And I said, he said, go to Port Harcourt. See me here now. Are we suffering here? Suffer ahead is lack of direction. Lack of what? You are in the wrong place. You are where? The wrong place. The place may be very rich, but you are, that's not what your place is. So here. I'm going to teach. Please, this is the biggest problem today in the body of Christ. It's not the economy. It's lack of direction. This is the biggest problem today. How many will be willing to make you turn? May your meekness bring your greatness. In the name of Jesus. Number three, condition, the third condition is be willing to obey his voice. Be willing what? Be willing to obey his voice. Hebrews 3 verse 13. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as the day of provocation. God told me, move. I didn't say God. You know, I would have moved, but stop giving God conditions. Stop giving God what? If God tells you to move, move. Don't say, no, I would have moved, but you know, with my certificates and qualifications. He will be quiet. You know what God does? Every time God is quiet, you have not obeyed the last instruction. Once I say, I'm asking God, I'm kind here. The one he told you before, have you obeyed? So he kept quiet because you didn't obey that one. So if he tells you again, what are you going to do? True? Hello? Are you hearing me? You did not obey the last one. You are trying to analyze it. And I would have gone, but, you know, God, you know. So God says, since you know more than me, stay there. If he tells you, be willing to what? Obey. I know you sing trust and that you sing it does not mean you obey. I moved from Lagos. Move from where? The moment he said, that's what makes you to prosper. May you obey his voice. Then, number four. Continuously inquire in prayer. Continuously do what? Inquire in prayer. Under condition. Now, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, but I'll read verse 19 and verse 23. The Philistines came to attack Israel. David did something as he was to go out to fight. In verse 19, says, and David inquired of the Lord. Why I didn't inquire? He prayed. Is that true? Say, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will that deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines. To what? Do you hear that? You are going for a matter. You have not prayed for God's guidance. He said, should I go? He said, go. I'm going to deliver. David said, ah, I've heard his voice. I'm stepping out. And today, all your enemies will be crushed. Are you hearing me? When journalists came against me, I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, now, drop a sacrifice and I'll give you a word. I hate God. He said, I'll put them under your feet. And I dropped a seven-figure sacrifice and he gave me a specific scripture. And my hand is on it. Ah, that was your hand. Somebody is fighting you. Ask for direction. Ask for what? Direction can come by a scripture. He'll just say, go to this scripture. Your answer is there. Today, may you get word from him. That the man is so weak. Now, but listen. After God did that, listen, in prayer of inquiry, listen carefully. You don't just pray once and stop. Don't say, I pray last time, it happened like this. God is not a God. He's a dynamic God. He can't fix him. He can go in any form he wants. That you pray last time, God told you this, does not mean next time challenge come again, you go that pattern. It's not medicine where you take the same drug to. If you medicine, if you say you have a problem, they say, go and do tests. That's why some of you kill yourselves. You say, doctor, last time when I had this problem, prescribe this drug. You go to hospital, go and prescribe for yourself. You die. Allow doctor to know. Because last time fever may not be this time fever. You say, no, doctor, last time when I had fever, this was a drug. You are now become a doctor. You now go and prescribe for yourself. You don't know that this time fever. It's different from the last time. He said, go and do test for what? Last time he just gave me 1, 2, 3 drugs. So therefore, bring the 1, 2, 3 drugs. Now this time he took the drugs. The drugs now is almost killing you. It will not kill you. You are taking self-medication for you to say amen. For you to say amen, you are taking self. It's against ethics. Go to a doctor. For you to say amen. You know, it's only in this part of the world. Someone will just go to counter. Give me this drug. Abroad, you must bring a physician prescription. If you don't bring, don't give you drugs. Yeah, someone can just say, bring me this one. Even the chemist will prescribe for you. They call everybody doctor. In your village, those who carry a handbag, don't they call a doctor? Somebody in those days, the villages used to send people abroad to school. So they sent him to go to school overseas. So when he was coming to the old village, they gathered at the waterside and they were beating drum that our son has come back, doctor has come back. The old village, they were just beating drum. So when he came out, he said, doctor. So a woman went to him. I said, doctor, my picking the sickle. They say, so he laughed. He said, no, my own medicine, not for animals. He said, "Aya o."
Obodi doctor. Obodi doctor means that goat doctor. He's a veterinary doctor, that's what you mean. But you know, veterinary doctors overseas are very rich. Very rich. Now, verse 23. Come back again. In verse 23, and when David inquired of the Lord, another battle came again. Do you understand now? First one inquired, he said, go. Did you hear that? Second one, he came and said, he said, thou shalt not go up. You see another instruction. But fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. In the second one, God said, don't move until you hear a sound. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So don't get fixed by same pattern syndrome. Every time you have something, ask God. Because the instruction he gave you last year may not be the instruction he will give you this year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, I pray you have understanding. Yeah. Shout a better amen. Yeah. As I avoid same pattern what? Syndrome. In Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, call upon me. Call what? I'm going to tell you something that I will baffle you. There is also scriptures here. And I changed it to time. My body, just now, was looking here. That's what I'm looking here. So maybe you are used to a particular thing. I want to tell you how life is. So you'll be conscious to shift. For some seconds, none of you knew. I was looking at this place for scriptures. Before I realized that I've moved it here. Now that's how we are. Because we are used to one pattern. Even when God shifts, we are still trying to be fixed. Are you getting me? Don't be fixed to the same pattern. God shifts. God does what? If I don't tell you, will you know? Most of you say, I don't pray. I've prayed. Oh, God sees me. It's a lie. You are using same pattern syndrome. Go for a new information. A new direction for this new challenge. So here. Practical thing that happened to me that you don't know. You can be telling everybody, hey, the pastor have prayed. I don't know. I'm telling you. God knows. If I don't tell you now, do you know? My body is used to this pattern. So your body is used to one pattern. So even when God is trying to say shift, he said, no. Now listen, because this is the biggest problem today. I'll give you a typical example. When there was famine in Israel, in Genesis 12, God said, God said to Abraham, go to Egypt. Go to where? He said, that is where I'll make you to prosper. In Genesis 12, there was famine. And then it came to his son Isaac, there was another famine outside the one Abraham experienced. Just the way economic problem is happening outside the one. This one is another one. Now, Isaac was to run to Egypt because his father went there to prosper. Do you understand now? And God said to Isaac, don't go! In Genesis 26, he says, stay here, I'll prosper you here. Children of God, hear me. That your friends in medical field are running to Canada and US, don't move. Hear God. Children of God, don't move like that. You know the problem in today, managers in the bank have resigned and run to the Western world and life is so frustrating. In the kingdom of God, we don't go with the crowd, we go by his leading. Oh God of heaven. Everybody was in Abuja and Lagos and God said to me, go to Port Harcourt and I'm prospering here. Please, don't go where everybody's going to prosper. Go where you hear God and if God says go there, your prosperity is there. I may not understand what I'm talking. If Isaac has gone to Egypt, he would have been frustrated. That somebody prospered in America from Africa does not mean if you go, you will prosper. We are children of God, don't move that way. We move by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And wherever he sends you, you can't ever experience lack. So I hear. If you're experiencing lack, you're in the wrong place.
Come on, sir, here. Sir, I will follow your leading. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God.
Today, the whole, almost Africa wants to empty the Western world.
And they owe you, it's very pitiable. I traveled my little time, I go around the world. I've seen where you meet some of them abroad. You say, what are you doing here?
I met a man in Atlanta long ago, standing at the gate. And I know he's from the eastern part of Nigeria. I said, excuse me. He was already in his 50s. I said, is this what you do till you die?
Standing at the gate, opening door and closing door.
I said, is this what you do? You have masters. This is what you do?
I said, come back home.
It's embarrassing.
The whole hotel, it was the only person with that skin.
And it was all he was doing is opening door, closing door. He's a gatekeeper. You know what I mean?
That's what you live here. He said, one name, no, you went there.
With masters. With what?
Now.
That's slavery.
That's what?
Slavery. You will never follow that pattern.
Yeah.
Please, don't follow the crowd. Follow his leading. Are you hearing me, brothers? Number 5. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Depend on what? Absolutely depend on the Holy Spirit. Make no alternative. That's make no plan B when you want him to lead you. Shall we all read? Let's read 5 together. Want to go? Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Shall we read together? Trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not unto thy own what? Don't lean unto your understanding. Doesn't you know? All this in the you know, I'm too intelligent. I have first class in wisdom philosophy. In all thy ways, do what? And then shall I delay thy paths. When it comes to divine guidance, ignore your personal opinion, not and that of others. And that of what? Ignore your personal worth. There's something with me. If I hear God, let the whole world say this way, I'll stand by what I hear. Now listen. God told me, start from one place and preach to the entire world. People were against me from the church here. They said, sir, no. Church A does not do so. The pastor tells all of that. Church B, they quoted church. Even, they say, even the man you're following does not do so. I said, I heard God told me this. Is what he told me. He said, preach from one place and then the whole world will hear you. He said, no. Sir, it's not members of this church were against me. Is it working now? People are following me like the whole world is copying this pattern. During COVID, everybody followed this pattern. Today, the names you are calling are following this pattern. They preach from one place to the entire members. I heard him. I refused to. I said, when God speaks to me, if you like, talk from now to tomorrow, I won't be listening to you. Who hear God may hear them. He says, stay in one place and preach. And everybody hook up. Is it working? They abuse us. They say, don't mind, you go and watch television. Now, all the churches, during COVID, that was when it really showed. It was meant for evil, but God turned it to good. That was when this church overgrew. COVID time, income, everything overgrew in this church. Because we already had the facilities, so it was not an issue to us. We were already preaching from the system. So when they said nobody should go to church, others had nothing. So no way to preach, no way to lead their members. Some churches closed, we were open. We opened, more souls were added. True? Please, I don't care how anybody goes, follow him. Depend on him. Say, I depend on you. Holy Spirit. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. Say it and mean it. Number one benefit, you enjoy ceaseless supplies. Judge what? The Lord is my shall. Are we in want here? Why are we not in want? We are following this leading. We are following what? This leading. Are we in Nigeria? Are we in Nigeria? Supposedly a poor economy? Are we poor? No!
Because we are following this leading.
It said, cause water to come out where?
In the desert.
Where?
Desert. It caused the waters to go. So even if you're in a place where it seems as if nothing is happening, he will make things to happen when you follow his leading. That, look, the strongest tool for success is divine guidance. Knowing where God wants you to go per time. One time I was teaching on divine guidance, and a man grinding pepper in the market, long ago in this church, I was teaching on divine guidance. He said, as after I taught, he heard God told him, move your grinding machine from here to this part of the market. He said he heard God, where God told him the place will place his grinding machine. As he took the machine to that place, he exploded. Built a house from grinding pepper. Within a short of space of time. Because he said when he kept the machine there, it was like the market just exploded for him. Because God told him where to place his machine. That was all. He built a house from grinding pepper. And somebody's grinding pepper said, I cannot even pay school fees. I don't know why this grinding pepper can't pay school fees. God, oh God, I clean sanctuary. I've even started to usher. I've not even assistant pastor. Assist what? Is God a wicked God? You missed it. You know why many of you are suffering? This is the missing thing. You have done everything, but this you have not done. You've not even asked him, what are you saying? Where do I go? He said, no. There's a business booming in town. You know what? That's how this business is booming. You know the business? You know, Nigeria will follow bandwagon. Follow the what? Bandwagon. Do you know where it started? Computer. The first thing was it computer? Yes, computer. You know, catering. Dove catering that time. Catering, everybody catering school, everybody catering school. Anybody says I'm in catering school, I'm frying pancake, I'm doing cake, everything. Catering school, got a point. Then he started learning again. Computer, everybody says I'm learning computer, data processing, this. Then after computer, then everywhere, you see pepper soup joint. After pepper soup, then came Dubai. Everybody say, I'm going to Dubai. And nobody's buying again. Now Dubai. Then they came again. Saloon. And then come again. After saloon, talking. No, the president was talking. After talking said he's going to. Then POS is getting. The ones God led to those businesses, they are prospered, you know. But some of you just, you see, that's what it's written, that's what it is. If God is the one who led you, you'll prosper. But don't follow the crowd. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. You know what you pray? Two prayer points. From today, may you hear his voice. You ask the Holy Spirit to guide and direct you part time in all affairs of life. Holy Spirit, guide me. He said, where is as deaf as my wife, Sabbath? He said, from today, may deafness and blindness come to an end. Because God is speaking, many of us are not hearing. Every form of deafness, that deafness is not physical deafness, it's not deaf ears. They are not ability to hear when God is talking. He said, who is as deaf as my servant? He said, every form of deafness, I curse you. Every root of misdirection, I curse you. From today, Lord, let me hear and know when you are leading. Holy Spirit, guide me in all my affairs from this moment. Two prayer points, curse the voice of his wife. Direction, and then ask for his guidance from this moment. Are you ready? Pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. From today, you will never take a wrong step. Amen. You know why I'm saying so? Why I say you should pray? Listen. Direction can even be in a person. Can be what? God said to Bishop Oyedepo, he said, go to Benson Idahosa for boldness. Go to Adeboye for wisdom. You see, it was guiding him part time. Then he said to me, go to Oyedepo for the favor. I didn't go to Oyedepo by chance. So I was directed to Oyedepo. Nobody told me. I was divinely directed to Oyedepo. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There's a man I know who was the highest man in the oil industry where he was working. This man has gone so down that today he cannot boast of 200,000. When it comes to me, everything in me tells me, and I know it, but I can't tell him, that you are in the wrong place. Every problem he has is me God uses to solve him. Even when he wants to die, God told him, go to your pastor. That's your pastor. Yet, religion has kept him somewhere. And I can't tell him, leave your church. But he cannot hear God. I can't tell him. If I tell him that, he would look as if his own pastor is not right. So I kept quiet. Till today he's suffering. As I'm talking to him, he's suffering. He's in a good church, but that is not where he's supposed to be. Some of you, even where you are, the churches you are, it's overdue. Direction is not only, John the Baptist, Andrew was with John the Baptist. Then God says, shift to Jesus. Just imagine if Andrew did not go to meet Jesus. His ministry would have died with John the Baptist. John the Baptist did no miracle. Is that a ministry? It was a voice, but he did know what? And God said, Andrew, this chapter is closed. Go here. True? Okay. So direction is very important though. Some of you are just so frustrated. He said, Naya will go die. Just imagine if I didn't move from where I was to Oyedepo. Thank you. You will never miss it.
You are God's most prized possession. Your worth to Him is incomparable. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Neither sin, neither pain, not your shame. Jesus says, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. John chapter 6 verse 37. God is waiting for you with open arms. Come to Him as you are. He will give you life, freedom, peace, transformation.
Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Now with my mouth, I declare you Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name.